Firmly, our number one priority is breeding a POMS-resistant oyster. So, luckily enough, it hasn't affected Tasmania and South Australia at this point. So the industries are being very proactive. It's a devastating disease, so we want to be on the front foot and hopefully have a POMS-resistant oyster in production should that virus proliferate and move to Tasmania.
Resistance. How heritable is that? You know, how easy is it to select for?
It's actually a good trait to breed for. So we measure our heritability as an index scale. So 0.4 is the heritability for POMS. If you compare that to something like condition heritability is 0.13. So POMS is essentially three times as easy to breed for as meat condition is.
And how much resistance is there in the population? Is it reasonably widespread at the moment?
No, there's very little resistance in natural populations. So our resistance has come from a relatively small number of families within our population. And if you actually subject non-selected stocks to the virus, you'll see that it'll almost be very high 90% mortality rate.
So how fast are you going to be able to get to reasonable levels in the population so that you can actually get this out to the hatcheries and into the commercial situation?
So as part of getting the levy up, which is enabling us to conduct our operations, we've done a business plan, and our business plan is based on a figure of 70% resistant broodstock to the commercial hatcheries by 2018.
That's not far away.
It's not too far away at all, which means there's plenty of pressure on us, but we're really confident with the data and the structure of our trials that we're getting, and we'll actually achieve that number.
But if you're going all out for Pacific oyster mortality syndrome resistance, what aren't you breeding for at the moment? Are you sacrificing other important commercial traits?
So we're trying not to. Certainly we've had a period of the last 3 years where we've been very focused on POMS resistance, and the data that we're now seeing is showing that we had a slight decrease in meat condition over that time as the negatively correlated traits. But we're at this point, we're now going back and trying to introduce some of those families which have very good condition so that when we need to improve that trait at a later point, we've got the tools, I guess, to be able to go back and do that.
So that the population hasn't become too inbred and you've sacrificed too much on the way through.
Exactly. They've only got a limited age that we can breed from them. So some of those oysters that we have skipped over the last few years are now getting quite old. So the time is now to go back and pick up some of that genetics and just to make sure that we have got plenty of variability within our breeding population.